All right, our next topic and the last one for today involves market reform and redesign topics. And our speaker for this topic is Carrie Zaleski. She's with the American Clean Power Association. She's the Vice President of Transmission and Electricity Markets and focuses on clean energy advances and developing policies to help that along. She previously chaired was chair and agency head of the Illinois Public Utility Commission, and before that served in a variety of roles in the MISO and PJM markets. Please join me in welcoming Carrie.
Thank you. Okay, I think everyone should get double CLE for staying the whole time. It's going to be worth it. It's all led up to this point. No, truly, thank you for staying. I know it's been a long 2 days. Really excited to be here. I was here last year in my previous role as a commissioner, state commissioner in Illinois, and now I'm here in my new role. And just a couple comments on that. When I was a commissioner, I spent a lot of time obviously thinking about regulation on the distribution side. I was implementing our governor's legislation called CEJA, Climate and Equitable Jobs Act. And I spent a lot of time focusing and answering questions on wholesale issues. So we are in two markets. We're in PJM and MISO, and it was the issues, for example, capacity price spike in MISO that required me to go down to the legislature and answer all kinds of targeted questions. It was the fear of outages in Elliott in both MISO and PJM, but my governor's calling me, what the hell is happening? So really, even though I spent a lot of time on the distribution side, I spent a lot of time additionally thinking about the stuff on the wholesale side. And that's why I'm glad to really transition over to the other side of things, thinking about strategies to remove barriers in the wholesale markets. So that's what I'm planning to talk to you about today. I got to find the clicker. Okay. So just a little bit about my organization. So I'm with the American Clean Power Association, or ACP as we call it, and we are the largest clean energy trade organization in the world. We have 800 members with a diversity of technologies. We have wind and storage and solar, and we're working on hydrogen issues and transmission. And so we have this big tent approach, and we think about strategies. And this year in particular, we are trying to figure out what are the highest priorities we have. So when you have this broad membership, if any of you have ever worked at a trade organization, you can get kind of lost in the wash because every issue is important to every member at all times. So figuring out the priorities and what we're doing in 2024 is truly a huge task. So what we do is we have these teams. My team obviously is markets and transmission. Transmission and then also issues in the markets is one of the top five priorities of 2024 on behalf of our 800 members. To give you other examples, defend the IRA, not a surprise, you can imagine, is a very high priority. Supply chain issues, we have an expert trade attorney and an expert in supply chain that leads these discussions. We have an offshore wind council. It's been a rough year in last year for offshore wind, and there's a lot of focus on how we combat a lot of the issues. And we use this like cross-technology, cross-sectional approach to meet our goals for the end of 2024. And the good news is I have a lot of internal resources, and I'll talk to you more about that later. But I use my comms people, my marketing people. I use all sorts of expertise. We have a data analytics team within. We're big into data. And obviously, again, if you work in this space, in the energy space, you know that modeling is very expensive. So we're trying to do some of this stuff in-house. So that's a little bit about my organization. So I'm going to talk to you about how we're attacking the barriers in markets and transmission issues, but I wanted to spend a little time talking about the why. And a lot of this stuff will be repeat and obvious to you, but I think it's important to look at the long list of reasons of the why. Why should we care about the things that are going on in the markets and transmission space? So if you're not working in this space, hopefully it'll all come together in the next couple of slides. Okay, don't need to tell you, extreme weather is the norm. We were just talking how last year I was down here in an ice storm and now we're in 75 degree weather. I don't think I need to tell a bunch of Texans about how you're seeing more and more of these incidents that you've not seen in the past.